loved it. But now
show now officially, but I'm just announcing that I'm allowing Charlie to finish his song because it has such an awesome name. So this is still Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You by Led Zeppelin.
That's when it's calling me back
thank you.
This is To Whom It May Concern on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We are joined here by my friend Charlie, who you may have heard less than 10 minutes ago. So I don't know. I don't really have a plan, and this is kind of a theme this semester. I really haven't been planning my shows very well. Charlie's across from me. He's doing my math homework, because I came in here and I started doing my math homework while he was on his show, and I didn't finish the problem, and I almost forgot to come on the air because I was too locked in on my problem set.
I'll finish it.
So, math problems aside, that was...
That's 4, 1 minus upside down y?
Yeah, we were doing Lagrange multipliers in Calc 3. So it's lots of vectors and lots of algebra. Anyways, that was Pavement with a cover of The Killing Moon, which is originally by Echo and the Bunnymen, I believe. It's on the deluxe edition of Fighting the Corners, which is a good album, and I don't really know much about the deluxe edition, but it was just a cool bonus track that my roommate showed me. I was just like in my dorm one day, and he was playing this song, and I thought it was Echo and the Bunnymen, but he was like, yeah, it's actually Pavement. And I was like, oh wait, it is Pavement. And I like the song. I might even like the song more than the original version. I'm not a huge fan of Echo and the Bunnymen. They're good, but they're not, like, my thing. I'm probably going to play more Pavement because I don't really know what to play. And I like Pavement a lot. And I also feel like Pavement is good fall music, and it's a very autumnal day in Medford today.
Autumnal?
Yeah, it's very autumnal.
Word of the day.
It's nice. It's good fall weather. It's just like, what more can you ask for in October in New England? So I'm going to play more Pavement and then more fall music that I just scrap for in my playlists. So enjoy. Next, I have In the Mouth, a Desert.
What I want,
it's what I want,
don't you? Tangled in the midst of all the trust away, you pissed inside the brain fire technology drives. Show me your dots now. Who is it that said the world was mania? Divorces and spare change. Let's lethalize our slingshots and swallow propane. You are the lie. The danger. Watch out for the gypsy children in electric dresses, they're insane. I hear they live in crematoriums and smoke your remains. You are the light, the coming day.
About the feelings in a second or two. their scotch. People send people up to the moon, and when they return, well, there isn't much. People be careful not to crest too soon. The drums march along at the clip of an ivy drip, like sparks from a muffler dragged down the strip.
That was People by Silver Jews, another autumnal song that I was playing. And it's also featuring Stephen Malkmus, who is in Pavement, who is in the last songs I played before. So, yeah, I really like that song. It's also got a very good, like, kind of sunny day feel, although it's a pretty depressing song, like all Silver Jews music. But I like that song a lot, and I like to listen to it when I'm walking around on the Tufts campus and it's sunny out, even though it's really depressing and sad. Anyways, that about does it for our Pavement Silver Jews segment of this show. And now I want to play more fall music that's by other bands. So I'm going to play a song by The Strokes, because I know Charlie, who's in the station with us, likes The Strokes a lot. And I listened to this. This song is off Room on Fire, which I think is their second album. Charlie, correct me if I'm right. If I'm wrong. Yep, it's their second album. 2003, Charlie knows all the details. Yeah, it's from Room on Fire, and it's the first song called Whatever Happened, and I really like this song, and I was listening to it a lot last fall. I pulled it from my fall playlist from last year, so this is Whatever Happened by The Strokes.
I wanna be with Sada. She wanna be high.
Charlie is fake screaming to annoy me. Oh, whoops, my next song is playing already. My mistake, guys. We interrupt this show with a PSA. It's about drinking and driving, so we need to be serious about this because drinking and driving is a real problem. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That is just one example. There's probably like a billion more examples since then of drunk driving, killing people. So yeah, don't drink and drive. It's bad. And it's stupid and reckless. So don't drink and drive. Yeah. Usually my PSAs are not very serious, because we got some funny ones in this book. But I flipped it open, and I decided we would get on a serious note today. So, don't drink and drive. The moral of the story here on To Whom It May Concern. Anyways, that was Camera by Wilco off of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Great album. I don't know. It's a kind of an interesting album. It's got some sad songs. It's got some, I don't know. I've got a lot to say about the album, but I really like Camera. Yeah. Up next, I've got another song by Nick Drake, which you already heard 5 seconds of. It's off his last album, Brighter Later, which is a lot different than his first two albums, because his first two albums are just more, like, guitar, like, singer-songwriter. And this song is still, you know, the same singer-songwriter stuff that he always did. But it feels a little bit more, like, produced and, like, upbeat and almost pop. Oriented, not exactly pop, but more pop oriented than say Pink Moon, which is just him and his guitar, and Five Leaves Left, which is like also more produced than Pink Moon, but it's like still kind of like melancholic singer songwriter music, whereas this is like a little bit more chill everyday music listening experience. So this is Hazy Jane 2.
What will happen in the morning when the weather gets so crowded that you so with a teeth that bite so sharp when you're not looking in the evening. And all the friends that you once knew were left behind. They kept you safe and so secure amongst the books and all the records of your lifetime. What will happen in the morning when the world gets so crowded that you can't look out the window in the morning? And now that the family is part of a chain, take off your high shade, start over again.
That was Elliott Smith, Bottle Up and Explode. Yeah, not exactly an upbeat song. I mean, it's a more upbeat song than your average Elliott Smith song. But, you know, all Elliott Smith is a little bit sad. But it is a song that I listened to a lot this summer, and I enjoyed it. And I was not really sad all the time when I was listening to this song, even though I listened to a lot of Elliott Smith this summer. I just happened to get into an Elliott Smith arc this summer, so I thought I would play that song because it's... I feel like it's a good song to listen to in the fall as well. Up next, I've got a song by Yola Tengo, which is a band I actually have not listened to in a while. I had a really, really fat phase for this band because I saw them live a few years ago, and I decided I would like listen to all of their music, or try to listen to all of their music before I went to their concert. And it did not go well because I just burned myself out, and I now kind of like find it hard to go back to the music sometimes because I listen to it so much. But I like the song a lot. It's called Pablo and Andrea. It's from Electro Pura, which is, I think, one of their earlier albums. I've honestly listened to so much of it that it all sounds the same to me now. So this is Pablo and Andrea.
Upstairs, night after night, you sleep while they're setting.
This is Silence Kid by Pavement. I actually was supposed to play another song by Guided by Voices. The song before this was Playing the Candle Jar by Guided by Voices. But I guess it somehow didn't make it over here, so now I'm playing more Pavement. So we're just going to let the song play, but yeah, I had to let this play and then a song or two more, and then the show is over. So enjoy. I was looking at the song title and I just realized that the Y and the I in bicycle are flipped. How did I never notice this about this song? But this song is great. I'm just gonna let you keep enjoying it and listening to it. This is Cool Bay Concern on 91.5 WMFO. Yeah, we'll see you next week at 3. Yeah, goodbye. Yeah.
one-way street that doesn't allow bicycles.